When voters in Florida and many other states go to the polls next month, they'll have to bring something besides their sense of civic duty. 17 states now require all voters to show identification. The rest require ID for some or all first-time voters. The rules are confusing, and they vary from place to place, and some people see potential trouble on Election Day. NPR's Pam Fester reports.
Lawyer Muslima Lewis stood in the hot sun outside a Miami polling place this summer, making sure, among other things, that voters weren't mistakenly turned away because they didn't have proper ID. In fact, she was waiting for one young woman to return after poll workers said she couldn't vote.
They told her she needed to go and come back with something bearing her address, and that is incorrect. And one of the problems is people go and sometimes they don't come back.
In this case, the voter did return, but Lewis, a poll monitor for People for the American Way, says all the voter should have been required to do was sign an affidavit. Similar confusion at the polls is expected next month as millions of first-time voters show up and poll workers have to deal with new laws governing what, if anything, voters must show to prove who they are and where they live.
We rank voter identification issues as among the top tier of potential problems in November.
Elliot Mintzberg is People for the American Way's legal director. He notes that the federal Help America Vote Act, enacted after the 2000 elections, requires all first-time voters who register by mail to show some form of ID. But a number of states, and even jurisdictions within states, have additional requirements. Mintzberg worries that confused poll workers could impose the rules too strictly and disenfranchise legitimate voters.
The concern we have is that the statistics indicate that minorities are much less likely to have government-issued photo identification than other voters.
But ID proponents dismiss such concerns as far-fetched. They note that the laws include long lists of acceptable identification, including things such as bank statements and paychecks. They think preventing voter fraud is just as important as ensuring access to the polls. Dan Foley is a Republican legislator in New Mexico, a state that's seen tens of thousands of new registrations this year alone.
We turned over 3,000 to the U.S. attorney for them to look at, where we have people registered at empty lots. You know, 50 people registered at a church on a street corner and nobody lives there.
He said there was even a 13-year-old registered to vote. Although the allegations are still under investigation, Foley blames the fraud on massive voter registration drives by outside groups, many of which support Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry. And indeed, the ID debate has become increasingly partisan in this battleground state. Foley was part of a suit challenging a decision by New Mexico's Democratic Secretary of State not to require first-time voters registered by outside groups to show ID at the polls. He was disappointed when the state Supreme Court upheld that interpretation.
We believe in a state where the president lost New Mexico by 366 votes in the last election, that allowing the Democrat Party, the John Kerry machine, to come into New Mexico and fraudulently register tens of thousands of people will have a detrimental effect on the outcome of the presidential election.
He says Republicans will be keeping a close watch on Election Day voting. Secretary of State Rebecca Vigil-Jaron says the concern about fraud is overblown and misleading. She argues that strict ID requirements would impose a hardship on many voters, including some 50,000 college students registered in the state.
Those young people may not have a utility bill in their name. We have homeless people that don't have utility bills in their name. We have elderly people who do not have a government document that shows their name and address matching because they're living with a brother or a sister.
And she says some Native Americans in the state have no official addresses. Republicans counter that those challenged at the polls can always cast a provisional ballot until a dispute is resolved. But that, too, could be a problem. A number of states are disqualifying provisional ballots if they're cast in the wrong precinct. That's why Kay Maxwell, president of the League of Women Voters, says voters have to be prepared.
Our advice to everyone is bring ID to the polls. Bring a driver's license that has your picture on it. But if not, other acceptable forms are things such as utility bills that have your name and local address.
Or tax bills or other government-issued ID. And if you have a voter registration card, you might want to bring that, too. Maxwell says it's important for voters to make sure they're actually registered and that they show up at the right precinct. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.